What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Yeah. Oh man. Where do we start, Ryan? Where do we start, my dude? I don't know where to start.
Football back, baby. What you talking about, baby?
Football back. Whole league getting COVID. Washington football team don't want to get vaccinated. Their coach last year beat cancer. They don't give two shits. Yes. It's back, bro.
They told Ryan Strong, say that shit's on you, buddy.
Former NFL player TJ Ward sent the literally one of the most egregious, wildest, idiotic. I don't have a word for like what the tweet was. But basically, that man said, "Ron shouldn't got cancer, bro. Like that's on him.
That's on him. You shouldn't have drank back in the day, bro."
Wow, bro. We gotta talk about these things, man. We have to, bro. So we did the emergency pod. Talked about the Mike Thomas situation last week. Of course, this a week has passed, so there's more information that we've gotten since then. Today was like the first day of pressers. Sean Payton's pissed. The Saints signed Chris Hogan. They signed Brian Poole. Where do you want to start, man? Just tell me where you want to start. Let's go there.
I guess we could talk about the Saints pressers today. Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis had their little introductory pressers with the media. Nothing earth-shattering, nothing groundbreaking as usual. It was interesting to hear Sean Payton pretty much say, like, yeah, you know, he was disappointed that Mike Thomas didn't get that surgery earlier. And, you know, he's pretty much like, well, here's what it is. You know, he's just, but he did say he was disappointed. So it just kind of further alludes to this whole, this whole rift narrative that's being put out there, which in all intents and purposes looks like it could be true. You know what I'm saying? So
we talked about it when all that, the news came out. And I remember, like, we talked about on the podcast last season when, like, Florio had those rumors, bro. And, like, yep. Everyone on Facebook Twitter was going up to Florio, and me and you were the only people like, I don't know, bro.
And then if you remember when he got suspended for that game, it was like he didn't get suspended for the fight. He got suspended for what he apparently, like, said to coaches.
Like, disrespect.
Disrespectful and stuff like that, so. You know, I just think, you know, he's been showing his ass, bro.
this is feeling very Jimmy Graham-ish very soon. The only difference is, like, with the Jimmy Graham shit, like, we, as fans, we didn't really know anything about, like, the rift and everything until the trade happened, right? Like, that's why we were so blindsided. But this Mike Thomas situation, like, you can literally see it coming to a head. Like, and I said it when we recorded last week. I said, I don't think he's going to be on the team next season. I mean, if he's healthy by trade deadline, bro, they might. Man, can't you see, like, the Saints? Let's say they are above expectation. They're playing decently. They have a decent record without Mike Thomas, and Traquan is cooking, and Callaway is going off, and you know, just Sean has that hubris about him of just like, fuck him.
Yeah, no, I could totally see it.
And speaking of the hubris, they talked about the wide receivers today in the introduction pressers, and they go, you know, it's, you know, they like the guys in house, and the lack of wide receivers is more potentially media driven. Like, they like their guys more than the media does.
Yeah, and Sean basically said that it's a need, but it's not as pressing as many others, pretty much. Like, it's not the number one need on the team, which, okay, I understand that, but
if it's not need number one, because that would be cornerback, it is 100% need number two.
100%.
So that's where, like, the lack of, you know,
that's the hubris, man. Sean Payton thinks his scheme is good enough. Like, it will get guys open. And it does. It does get guys open. There's no question about it. Get guys open. But it's like, you know, 240 yards against the Chicago Bears in the playoffs open. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I mean, I don't know. It's like, man, like, bro, like, Sean Payton believes in this scheme, bro. I'm just like, look, I believe in this scheme too, but sometimes motherfucker just got to beat somebody on the outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, outside wide receiver got to beat his guy and win. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no scheme or nothing. You know, especially if you want to go to the championship.
It's Aggie, bro. It's so, they ignore me so much, man. And so now it's like Mike Thomas is probably going to be out until, I think it was potentially reported. I don't know where it was reported. So week 7.
So he's on PUP now. He's on the PUP. If he stays on it.
Oh, this is the whole Ted Ginn situation all over again, bro.
Yeah, like when he's out after 6 weeks, he can begin practicing and he can come off PUP or something like that. I can't remember. But there's also a theory. There's also a theory that he could come off PUP and then go to IR, and then there's that 3-week IR if they feel like he's moving, you know, progressing well or whatever. And then after that 3 weeks, he can come back, practice, get himself in shape, and, you know, hit the field running. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I mean, we don't even know where Mike Thomas headed. Like, I ain't seen dude in like a year and a half, bro. Like, I don't even know. Where is he even at the facility? I don't know.
Bro, you posted that Jerry Bird?
Bro, it's like, that's him right now. Like, where he at? You remember that training camp? It was like, has anybody seen Bird?
Yeah,
and then he like showed up. He showed up one practice with the hoodie on, way out to the side. It's like, hey, there's Bird. Here's proof. He's here.
Oh, those. And those were even dark times, but like, I remember it vividly. And here's my stance on the whole Mike Thomas thing, right? So before, when we recorded last week, you know, we talked about the conservative measures. Maybe he didn't want to have surgery. So then it comes out, and Nick Underhill reported that. So like the first meeting with the doctor was in January, I believe. And then he had a follow-up appointment in March that he just no-showed. Didn't go to his appointment. So, to me, one, if you listen to Sean Payton today, like, you could tell he was unamused. unamused about the whole Mike Thomas situation. Like, he's just pissed about it. Like, let's be real. He's pissed about it. So, as a fan, this is where my question goes to. So now, to me, the blame is 60% on Mike Thomas and 40% on the team. Because he missed it. Like, bro, you had an appointment, had a follow-up appointment, you didn't go to it. That's on you. But then, like, if you're the team, you're a billionaire, you're a billion-dollar corporation, you're NFL team, shouldn't you know if your player misses an appointment? And if he missed an appointment, if you knew about it, like, what are the, you know, repercussions for that? Is it like, oh, so he just missed it, I guess. Like, if the Saints knew he missed it in March, and at that point they knew, like, bro, you missed your appointment, like, we're going to go, like, you should do the surgery route now. Like, still something doesn't add up to me why he didn't get surgery until last month. Like, that's what I'm still confused on.
I'm still confused, man. It's not adding up to me.
No.
Not adding up.
Did my Thomas, I don't want to, like, make an allusion to, like, my job, but did, like, he no-show the appointment and then he just told the team, like, oh, yeah, I went and it was fine. And then they found out, like, he didn't go. But then on the team aspect, I think of it like my job as a social worker, I have to check on my clients, even though they may tell me something. I need to verify that that's so. Like, did the Saints go like, oh, okay, well, you went, and then, like, they just didn't check? You know what I'm saying? Like,
and I'm assuming the Saints are funding the surgery, so they would know. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he's going to his private doctor and private surgeon. This is all through, you know, through the NFL, through the Saints. Like, that's all paid for through them. So they would know. So, I mean, they had to know that he didn't get it. My thing is, maybe he was feeding them information that wasn't true. Like, yo, I'm on schedule. You know, I'm looking good. Man, I fucking knew it, though, bro. Like, Deshaun Payton, during OTAs, like, he didn't like talking about Mike Thomas. He didn't like talking about
you call, bro, you called it. You called it.
It's like, maybe that's when he finally got surgery. I don't know when that was, but it probably was around June. That's probably when he got surgery.
That would align with him being so skittish about talking about it when he was brought up. It would align.
Poor MT. And then MT last week, or was it early this week, he, like, fed 500 families.
Nigga, nobody care about that right now.
Nobody care.
Like, Lance Moore tweeted, you know, Mike Triplett's tweet, and was like, yeah, people are ignoring this. Yes, Lance. They sure are.
Ain't nobody care, bro. Fuck them families, man. Like, why ain't you up there, bro?
It just is so weird. Like, and then I go back to this, right? So I could see this may make a little more sense to me, right? If, again, this is speculating, it is, we don't know. But if Mike was telling the team, like, I'm good, my recovery's going well, follow-up appointment went good, it kind of would kind of make sense why maybe they didn't think that wide receiver was such a pressing need in the draft. And then after the draft is like, oh shit, this nigga been lying the entire time. Like, this nigga needs surgery. I don't know, man. I don't know.
But I mean, even with that though, man, I mean, I just can't help but think, like, I just put myself in Sean Payton or Mickey Loomis or Jeff Ireland's shoes. Like, I'm thinking, okay, we're going into a new year with unknown, you know, with question marks at quarterback. If it's Jameis, he's a question mark. If it's Taysom, he's a question mark. If it's, you know, Trevor Siemian, he's a question mark. Whatever.
Ian Book. Like, everybody Ian got Book, everybody whatever, question, mark.
Question mark. Let me help my quarterback. Let me make his job easier.
Help me help you.
That's it. That's it. And that would have been part of my focus this offseason. So let me give one of my guys somebody, you know, just something. And I know they like Callaway. I love Callaway. Traquan, I think he's gonna do big things if you play with Jameis and all that stuff. I like all of them, but man, you asking a lot now, man. Like Mike Thomas, you asking a lot. There's no plug and play yardage. There's no, you know, outside of Alvin Kamara. Like it's you asking Jameis to be pinpoint accurate.
Ugh.
Man, it's like, come on. Like, come on now. It's like, you're not paying attention to your roster.
You also asking, like, what? Adam Troutman to become Hunter Henry, bro? Like.
Yeah. He caught, what, 15 passes?
15 balls last year, right?
Man, like, come on. You asking him to make, like a 300-400% improvement, you know? Like, come on now.
And, you know, we talked about the hubris, but it's just like, if, and some of this is self-scouting, some of this is hubris, but if they could go back and watch the games against the Chiefs, the Bears, Oakland, like, there were so many games last year, and a lot of people want to talk about, yeah, but, like, Drew's arm was shot. And it was.
It was shot.
It was shocked, and we're not trying to make excuses, and all the blame on the receivers aren't on them, but at the same time, there were a lot of games where the receivers, even in intermediate areas of the field, just were not getting open, and they couldn't beat man-to-man coverage, because you were, like, I keep highlighting that Chiefs game, because that was such a, just a sad game to watch, bro, like, it was sad. It was pitiful to watch. And then it's funny
because it had all the makings. Like, it was 2 or 3 years earlier. It had all the makings of just one of those classic, you know, just 42-48,
yep.
just bombs away type of game. Like, it just had all the makings of that. But we were just shooting, man. We were shooting them blanks. It wasn't there, man.
It wasn't. Was it you who tweeted about, like, the Chris Hogan signing? Like, oh, this was a great signing, like, 5 years ago. Was that you?
Yeah, that was me. That's just how I felt. Like, what? I mean, that was what? When were they calling him always open? That was when he was with, like, the Dolphins.
The Dolphins. Yes. 7-Eleven.
Hard Knocks. 7-Eleven. Yep. Even Reggie Bush was on the Dolphins then. Like, that's how long ago. And I'm not saying he's not. Like, when I see Chris Hogan, I'm like, that would have been a great signing like 3 years ago when Drew Brees was. You know what I'm saying? When Drew Brees was still Drew Brees. That would have been a nice little, you know, hey, that's a nice little signing right there. But, I mean, Chris Hogan, Jameis Winston. It's like,
Chris Hogan was playing lacrosse, bro.
Like, he's playing real gross, man. It's like, come on now. Like, what, I mean, what's that gonna do for me? I take Larry Fitz. I know Larry Fitz just chilling. He probably done, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just like, hey, come on now.
It's so funny because, like, if Drew was still playing like 2 years ago, and let's say like Larry was a free agent, like, I could easily see Larry coming here. You know what I'm saying? Easy. Easy.
Larry making that call. Like, look, let's do this.
But
I'll be MT2. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's do this.
But if Larry gonna go to New Orleans to play with Jameis?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. Come on. So the Saints did sign a cornerback. They signed Brian Poole. He's played 2 years with the Jets. He was previously with the Falcons. You know, he was the one who got spun on when Drew spun away against that Falcons game. But I tried to start watching him last night. on Game Pass. Didn't happen because Game Pass would be weird as fuck. But everything, every indication of reports, PFF, even though PFF can be a little less sometimes, is that he was a good, like, excellent slot player for the Jets these last two seasons, which is great, and it's great depth, and he just seems like a good player to have in the secondary. But even with Sean Payton's comments today, like, it sounds like he's going to play in the slot. So this is like my what's the vision part two, bro. Like, what are we doing in the secondary?
I don't know, man. Like Sean Payton said, like, they are still searching for an outside quarterback.
It's a must.
He called it a must. So they have not filled that role. So I think they wanted either they wanted depth behind CJ, or they want to move CJ to strong side safety, you know, to spell Malcolm Jenkins. Malcolm Jenkins get along with the tooth, bro. Like he had some good snaps last year. And he had some ugly ones too.
So as soon as I saw Brian Poole, the signing, I said, this signing to me only makes sense is if they move CeeDee to strong safety, if they cut Malcolm. That's it. Like,
You don't even have to cut Malcolm. I mean, we know how Dennis Allen works. Like, Dennis Allen comes from just to mix it up, 10,000, you know, personnel packages. Like, so, like, I could see, like, Brian Poole getting, you know, 50-60% snaps without being a starter. You know what I'm saying? Like, just switching things up and using different skill sets. And, you know, just, you know, changing up how you line players and stuff like that. And also, I don't know if there's that much vision going into it. Because I think they're depending on PJ to kind of spell. I know he's injured right now, but kind of spell that cornerback again. Oof. And that kind of takes away some of the nickel and safety stuff that he was doing. So I think they're just trying to collect players, man. Like, just collect enough secondary players. Because where they're at right now is just not good, you know?
It isn't. I guess I would say to that is that, like, I know in theory you would think, like, they would need to cut Malcolm, but to me, like, you can't take CD off the field. Like, he has to play 100 snaps. And Malcolm's also known as being a guy who, you know, never takes a snap off, and that was, like, always his thing.
That's over.
Yeah, yes.
I think he had the least – snaps he had last year than he had in like 8 years or something.
Yes,
like that.
A long time. But I'll say this. I don't think it's going to happen. But when cuts came in, if Malcolm got cut, would I be shocked?
No, I wouldn't be shocked at all.
No, not at all, bro.
He's an aging DB, man. Like, already got his foot in CNN and all that stuff. Like, come on now. Like I said, he showed some snaps where you saw his age last year. Show some snaps where he looked good. Like, that trend is going down. He's not a trending up player. He's on a downturn of his career. He's played over a decade. You know what I'm saying? He's been up turning in 2009.
That's wild, bro.
That's wild, man. 12 years. So, I mean, if he did get cut, then he would be – that would be what you call an outstanding career in the NFL. You know,
he 12 outstanding. Years.
Won a couple rings, got a couple Pro Bowls. Like, what more can you ask for? You know?
No. Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked at all. Like, it wouldn't even, like, I'd be like, okay, at least he, you know, last job was with the Saints. That's cool. Change draft.
It's funny because I think he would still get employment in the league somewhere.
Yeah, but, somebody would throw him that low.
Oh, for sure.
Track, like, hey, you know.
But like you said, like, you know, it was indicated that they still have a pressing need at corner. I mean, the market's trying, bro. Like, unless they're, like, okay with the rich, like, I know they brought in Drake or Patrick, you know, nothing changed from that. You know, there was no outcome with that. you know, the whole Richard Sherman flirtation was strong, and then his issues, mental health, what have you, that arose. I don't know what's out there. Like, every Saints fan is going like, oh, you know, let's, you know, go get Xavier Howard, let's trade for him and pay him, blah, blah. I already said my thoughts on Xavier Howard as a person last episode, so I'm not going to beat that drum again. But I don't even know, in theory, if the Saints were going that way. I don't even know what that trade would look like. I don't know. No clue.
I really don't know. But we do know they were ready to, you know, sell a boat to move up to get Jason Horn, son. So,
J.C. Horn. You
know, yeah, J.C. Horn. So, you know, they, like we remember we said back then, their pockets burning, man. They were like, shit, we got $11 million. We got draft picks in 2022. Shit, we gonna get us some.
To me, and especially after like the time frame of the number of games Mike Thomas was announced, like this team is feeling top five pickish right now.
Right, it would make no sense to make a move.
Make no sense, bro. So you're gonna go trade? Could you imagine if the Saints gave up a first to get Xavier Howard?
That would be.
And then, like, they ended up picking top five, and they wouldn't even have their first round. Bruh.
That would be such a Saints thing to do.
And then the Dolphins, like, you know what? Tua's big shit. Like, let's go get our quarterback.
Like, the Dolphins get a do-over. We got a do-over, baby. Let's do it. That would be such a Saints thing.
Such a thing, and I would just laugh, bro. I would just laugh. Like, if the, and again, this goes to the hubris, because if the team feels like they are, if, okay, let me phrase this. If this Mike Thomas injury surgery thing hadn't happened, and they still felt that with Jameis, or, I don't know, man, maybe Taysom might be the starter, bro. I don't even know anymore. Like, I don't know. But if they still felt that they had a strong team that can contend, I could see them reasoning and rationalizing how trading for Xavier Howard would make sense, right? Like, I would understand it. I would get it. But to me,
I mean, but when you think about it, it feels like a last piece type of move. Like,
yes,
it's last piece, but it's.
But you like to me, if they were to try to do that with Mike Thomas missing however many games he gonna miss, that would be ass.
Also, but you can look at it like, look, I mean, it's not like they'll trade for him and he'd be here for a year. I'm sure he'd get a new contract, which is a whole set of worms that we ain't even talking about. But, you know, you'd be looking long term. You'd be looking over the next 2, 3, 4 years. So, you know, you'd have a cornerback in place. But, like I said, you got the whole Lattimore situation overhanging. It's just, oh, my God. I don't know, man.
Oh, you know who comes to Superdome week one now, baby. You know he coming. Oh,
yeah, he ready. Going to be throwing a random Cobb.
Going to be happy and ready, bro.
He love him some Randall Cobb. I'm like, really? Randall Cobb. What's funny to me is Aaron Rodgers low-key kind of made the case for why he should have no say-so in personnel. He was like, hey, we should have kept this guy and that guy. I'm like, that's you making reasoning that you shouldn't have
any say, bro.
You don't need no say, man. Because y'all just going strictly off emotion, bro.
That's all it is, bro.
I respect it. Like, I respect it. And at the same time, the Green Bay should understand that and throw him a bone or two. Like, you know, with Drew Brees. Remember they signed that player years ago? Like, Drew Brees was working out with him or something.
And you know, that was years ago. That was, like, recent, bro. Like, the Denver wide receiver.
No, this is before him.
Oh,
but this
yes,
like a guy.
I do.
Yeah, I worked out in Cali with him. He was like, oh, I just love how he runs routes. And he came, you know, came for a champ. He played, you know, he did a preseason game or two, and he was gone, you know. And it's just kind of yes, like a let's throw Drew a ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we give you some attention. You know what I'm saying? So for Green Bay, it's kind of like that. It's like, man, throw Aaron Rodgers, pissy ass, a bone or two. And shut him the fuck up. Like, please.
I mean, they tried. Did you? Bruh. That sounded like a man that he knows he is done.
He sounds dumb, man. So it was amazing listening to it. I was like, wow, like, y'all starting the season like this? Oh, man.
This nigga is really going in.
It's crazy.
But, like, from the Packers perspective, I guess they look at it like, listen, like, he can say whatever he wants to say. With him, we might win a Super Bowl. And all these comments that are said at the beginning of the training camp, if we win a Super Bowl with him and he walks off next year, who fucking cares? Who cares? So, but it was so, I guess, refreshing is the word, right? To just...
Yeah. To
just hear that press. And I didn't even listen to all of it. I just listened to like bits and pieces.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
like one of the like things he said, like he like, you know, people don't come to Green Bay to come to Green Bay. Like they come to play with me. I was like, God damn.
Talk your shit, bro.
Said it with his chest.
I mean, he's not lying. He's talking
no, to he's not, bro. That's real talk. It's 100% fact. So I don't think anything else that's happened. These guys is they keep me laughing, and I wish the Saints approached their wide receiver position like the Steelers have over the years, bro.
Just keep hitting it, man.
Just keep going to the lottery, bro. Like getting lottery tickets. Boom, boom, boom. Might not work out. But
you remember how much heat happened? Remember when they traded Mike Wallace?
Yep.
They traded Mike Wallace and they had this young receiver named Antonio Brown.
Yep.
It's like, oh, they're giving this guy Antonio Brown the range with Mike Wallace, who's had 1,000+ yards this season. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it rolling, man. You know?
Emmanuel Sanders.
Antonio Brown.
And Mike Wallace, Martavis Bryant before his issues.
Yeah.
Chase Claypool, Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah.
Deontay Johnson. Like, it doesn't stop, bro. I wish.
And it's really, that's the thing that's killing with the Saints. Like, if you go with Jameis, I really feel like he needs somebody to win on the outside, man. It doesn't even have to be like a beast. Just like somebody, and maybe it's Traquan, man. I don't see it.
I don't see it. Like, that's not his game.
I don't see it, but maybe he can bring it up.
I know, like, I'm going to say this name and it's just going to make people just be like, ew. But, like, even if they were to go get, like, Alshon Jeffrey on the best minimum, bro.
I think that's a good move, bro. Like, it's a rude move that will likely fail. Let's just
put it. Yeah, but, like, at least.
He probably will barely play. But I'm just saying, I would take a chance. Like, that's the type of guy that you want with Jameis. You know what I'm saying? Like when Foles was cooking, he was just putting it up for Elshon and just letting him go get it, bro.
Just throwing that bitch.
And if you watch Jameis, when his guy is man to man 101 and there's no safety out, Jameis is throwing that bitch. There's no question about it. He's going to throw it in that direction. He just is. So I would just want a guy like that on the team just to let Jameis cook. You know what I'm saying? Just to give him that. Elshon would be perfect for me. You know, I mean, I don't know what his health status is, but, man, just, you know, try to just, like, just bring him in and just see if some, you know, greener pastures will just give him a little light. Maybe not. You know, if not, you cut him and you move on. You know, you won't have to pay him a million, you know, $20 million or nothing.
Just a flyer, bro. Just a flyer.
Flyer, man. Like, Jesus, like, look at where y'all at. Y'all thinking of Chris Hogan? Like, come on, man. It's like, that's the shit that kills me.
Chris, you know? Fucking Hogan.
I'm running out of things. Like, months ago, I was like, even though I was still down on them, I was like, okay, if they win, these are the ways they will win. And I'm running out of answers. I'm running out of answers of the ways they will win.
Alvin has to be LT during his MVP season.
Yeah, he has to just go off. You know, 25 pounds. You know what I'm saying? Just like ridiculous.
That is it, bro. Like, I'm not trying to, like, if AK could have, like, an LT-like season, and I think if he's the key, right? And then the bigger key, or equally as big, is offensive line. And the development of Cesar Ruiz. That's it, bro. Because if he plays like he played, if he played like he played last, like he played last season. It'll be a long season,
bro. They got the name on the dome now, bro. Cesar. Superdome. Like, come on now. Like, how can you fail like that?
So, Alvin just going Matrix mode, going Neo, the offensive line, and honestly, like, Adam Troutman has to become, oh man, like a lot better than he has to take a leap, like a major leap.
Can't he be Billy Miller? Jesus,
Boo Williams in that bitch, bro. Come on,
Boo Williams, somebody, bro. Like, come on, man.
Dave Thomas, like
Dave, oh. The 09 Dave Thomas.
But I mean, and then I would say defensively, obviously they're, you know, they have to be as lucky and as fortunate as they were in 09 with the amount of turnovers that they got.
Oh, yeah. And that's, yeah, man, they have to, and that cornerback position, man, it's,
I'm good, bro.
I just feel like a move would be made. But what pisses me off is like y'all couldn't figure out nothing for Jack Rabbit. Like, there was nothing you could do. Because it just feels like a redundant move, you know?
It really was, bro.
So, like, you gonna give up picks and money for a player, or you gonna, like you had Jack Rabbit in the building for the last 2 years. Like,
and Jack Rabbit talks glowingly about his time in New Orleans.
He loved it here, man. He loved it in New Orleans. Loved it with the Saints. I love that conversation there, bro, because it's like, when it comes down to it, like, NFL players just like us, going to jobs or whatever.
Yeah, bro.
Jack Rabbit was like, man, the meeting's at 9:30. It was like, what? 9:30? Like, damn, that's a good time. He's like, yeah, and he don't be tripping about coming 5 minutes early before a meeting. None of that shit, man. You come at 9:30. You on time. It was like, what?
What was that conversation on? I must have missed it.
It was just a conversation. Like, it was on a podcast with other
people. Oh, okay.
And he was just talking about, like, what the Saints, what it was like working for the Saints. He was just like, it was a class, like, first-class organization. Like, and, like, you know, the way they set up meetings, the way training is working out. He talked about how, you know, they really look out for veterans and, you know, managing players' time, working out and stuff like that. That's all he talked about, man. Like, it's just funny listening to our players. Like, that's the shit they really think about. Like, they think about Super Bowls and shit, and trust me, that does play a part of it, but a lot of times it's just like, man, are you taking care of my body? Like, are you, you know?
Yeah, it's like having that career fulfillment, bro. Like, right, do I enjoy going to work?
Right, like, yeah, I've worked at places that pay me well, but, you know, you barely get a lunch break. You know, you got to look at your phone all the time after work and all that shit. Like, that shit sucks. Even if you're getting paid, it's like, at a certain point where you don't, if you don't have that, like, kind of work-life balance, it pisses you off. But at the same time, you know you got to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know you got to give it your all, especially if it's a job you pick, you know, you care about it, stuff like that. But you know, it was just interesting to hear, like, his comments about this shit. And just the way the Saints are now, where, you know, the team is looked at in a positive light, you know, but they are having a chance to fuck that shit up. They could turn that clock back quick, you know?
Real, real quick. And it's like, and I think, like you said, you're alluded to, is like, they just couldn't work nothing out. Like, an extension where you got, like, where it lowered the money, like,
I mean, this, when you look at the shit they've done with Drew's contract over the years, it's like, come on, y'all go figure some shit out. Because they did some shit with Drew.
Yeah, bro.
But I guess they just looked at it like, okay, Norris is a 30-plus player. We don't want to push too much shit into the future, so we'll take our cuts. But now y'all out here looking stupid. Looking like, hey, there, anybody, hey, can you cover? Can you cover? Hey. Back
down?
How loose is your hips? You got loose hips?
I it's like, so we're a couple of weeks from the first preseason game, which is wild, right? I couldn't even tell you who's starting opposite of Lattimore that preseason game, bro. I don't even know. Yeah, bro. Keith Washington?
I don't think Sean Payton's a fan of the Debo, bro. Sean Payton said he want 100% vaccinated. He ain't 90%, he want 100%. Debo over there, like, man, Debo still posting on his IG quoting Cole Beasley and shit. Quoting Cole Beasley like he Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cole Beasley speaking the truth. Like, oh, man. And Brian, he's been going hard on the people. I know you block him. I know a lot of people going hard on him. And I get it. Like, I understand why. And I'm just trying to be like, you know, Mr. Mediator. Hey, he's like 22 years old. Like, I was an idiot at 22. Well, there's a lot of idiots. But, man, he's pushing it. Like, you about to be out of a job, bro. But you about to be sent home, man. You was not that good. You ain't that good. You're not that
right,
good.
Like, it's not like he's like Caleb Farley in terms of talent, bro. Like,
right. Like, you ain't that good, bro. Like, you was right on that edge of being bad. Like, don't push it too much.
And one of the most fascinating things I'm waiting to see this training camp intensifies. I keep looking at Buffalo, bro, because I just look at them and just like, as a team, like, will they just get to a point where like they just tired of all that and just fucking cut him?
I'm really wondering.
It's such a fast, like, it's been two coaches gotten let go, like, and I don't even want to get to the whole Kobe thing, but whatever as he is as his opinion or whatever, his rhetoric, as a player, he's good. Like, like that, he's a good wide receiver.
Yeah.
And the Bills are in a win now, we can win a Super Bowl type of team window right now. So I'm just fascinated to see, like, at some point, like, will they just be like, I'm just tired of hearing him. Like, and just cut their losses. I don't know, man. I don't know. I think it's fascinating.
I really don't know. I don't know. I can't read them.
One of my favorite things that I've been seeing is, like, when beat reporters ask them players if they're vaccinated. I'm like, yeah. You see the one Carson Wentz today?
That's a personal question.
Personal choice. I know, like, every, like, these last couple of election cycles, it's been very like, you know who someone votes for, right? That's, but like, you know, back in the day, like, if you try to ask a person, like the whole Dave Chappelle thing, you know, you know, who are we voting for? Buddy. Whoa, bud. That's too personal for me to know, that for me to talk about. Now everybody knows, right? But as soon as you ask an NFL player, they're vaccinated.
Like, ooh.
Buddy, I'm sorry. That's a personal. That's a violation of HIPAA. Man, these NFL players are just showing their stupidity.
Yo, it's out the box. It's out the box, man.
One of the funniest tweets I've seen is like someone tweeted like, I'm so close to just being one of those like just shut up and play. Stop talking. Just go play.
When somebody said something, man, I was like, makes sense. It was like, man, y'all know the jocks in your head in your school. These are the same niggas. I'm like, that's a good fucking point, man. Like, all them niggas was idiots, bro. Like, what's funny?
Dummies, just dumb, bro.
These just happen to be absolutely athletic phenoms, and they made it. You know what I'm telling you? Makes sense.
It does, bro. It does. So training camps will start ramping up. With training camp ramping up, that means that content, podcast episodes are going to ramp up. Us, you know, discussing training camp. Preseason is about to start soon.
Interesting, man. Like, this is the most interesting camp since 06.
Easy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know we're not, you know, we're not super, like, you know, into the fandom like we used to be, but just, like, from a, you know, 10,000-mile view, like, this is, like, a big camp. Like, the Saints are going to be a new team, whether you like it or not. It's going to be a new team this year. And this is where they decide what team is going to be. So it's going to be fascinating, bro. There's a lot of holes. Like, just, remember just last year for the pod, it was everybody we brought on to talk Saints. It was like, I just can't find a hole on this roster. This, that, and the other. It's like, oh, it's the best roster in the NFL. Maybe.
Why come at you fast, bro?
Nah, it's like, hole at cornerback. Hold that linebacker. Hold that wide receiver. It's like
defensive interior.
It's like, and they got young guys, man. And it's just like, we gonna see.
We talked about before, man. A lot of, especially defensively. Well, I mean, just all around team, like younger wide receiver.
Yeah. Offensive line,
interior defense, like unproven edges. You know, you know what pressure I be. I don't know if they gonna. You know, is I want a two first person, bro. I need Saints media to ask him some hard questions.
Hey, that's a little question, man. He's like, oh, I just got a new mindset. You know, my confidence. Give my confidence up. I saw him though, man. I'm like, okay, I'm going to give you two first another chance, bro. Like, just like, come on, bro. Just one time for me.
Wait, you talking about the little video he did that he finally posted?
Little video, man.
So, you know what's funny? I was playing with my boy Joy on Call of Duty, and he was like, was it just me? Or was like, he? That video, like, wasn't all that impressive. Like, he was cool.
It really wasn't, bro. It wasn't. I was like,
bro, I'm glad you said it because I wanted to tweet it, but I already come off.
He looked stiff.
Stiff, bro. No bend.
I was impressed by his hair, though. I like how he just threw a little, he got some little twists in there.
But you are weak. You weren't worried about his. You weren't impressed with his pass rush move.
Like, I was like, damn, bro. Like, where's the hit? Like, it wasn't no.
You know, where's the explosiveness off the edge, bro? Like,
my man, Big Creep videos. He was looking raw. Trying to. Like, I knew what Big Creek was thinking about. You know what I'm saying? Big Creek was trying to break some laws out here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god, but yeah, man. I saw that two first video and I was like, this is like year four. This is what we get.
And then he tweeted that shit. He retweeted like, yeah, I'm out shit working. Check me out.
Oh my god, bro. This season's gonna be amazing. Amazing.
Amazing, man. And that's one of the beautiful things is I have no expectations at all.
None.
They can win four games. They can win 14 games.
I will say this, though, right? Remember that 17 team that just took us by surprise, bro?
Yeah.
Took us on a ride. If this team, and we don't know, right? But if somehow, like, this team went on, like, a 9-10 game win streak.
And just like run.
That would be so insanely fun just from it just being completely unexpected.
Right. That's why I like the Minnesota Miracle just doesn't hurt me at all. I was like, man, that season was – we didn't even expect that season. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was – we started 0-2. There's the infamous Dead Boy Wolf looking into the sky, like, lost. I'm watching us lose to the New England Patriots.
Patriots, bro.
And I'm thinking it's over. I'm like, this is the end of the Sean Payton era. You know what I'm saying? And then we went on a nice little 8-9 game run. It was fun, man.
Fun, bro. Fun.
What was that? The Buffalo game and all kind of just fun games.
It was the Washington the Redskin comeback.
Redskin comeback and all that shit. It was just good time. That Detroit game where they had like those crazy picks. It was just like, you know, just enjoy it, man. Like, so at best, we get that. At best, we get something like that. Throw that Super Bowl shit out your head.
Got to.
Just a fun
It's so funny because, you know, if you remember, like, Greg Rosenthal's brought up that point about teams, right? Like, sometimes, like it's, as a fan, it's not about the Super Bowl. It's just sometimes, like, there are some seasons that you can experience as a fan and your team don't win the Super Bowl. But it's still highly enjoyable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there may be something to that. I will say, to your point, I would say the way that 17 season ended was hard. Like, they had, like, the Saints can't bow out just.
Like if we would have just, like, remember when we were losing to Minnesota, and if it would have ended like that, it would have been like, oh, well. You know what I'm saying? Yes. We just weren't that good. We weren't that good. But they can't do it. And oh my god, that's what drives me about that damn team. But that's Drew, bro. Like, I don't think we'll have that with James. Drew, like, that was Drew always trying to push and trying to tie us up and get us back. At least with James, it's gonna be like two pick sixes and it's just gonna be some buffoonery. Go fumble the ball into the end zone and all that shit.
I'm telling you this right now. I probably already have most of them blocked. But I'll tell you right now, bro. Graham started throwing picks all over the place, throwing pick sixes. Them races in the Gulf that are Saints fans on Twitter.
Oh, they gonna be hot. They gonna be out here. They gonna be out here, bro. Oh man, I know he gonna get some letters.
Best believe it, bro. I mean, bro, James is from, like the Gulf region, so he, like, probably used to it, but...
Bro, racists still send racist letters, like, not emails. Actual letters that they sit there and write on the paper.
I should be laughing at that, bro.
Like, Mike Tomlin still gets, like, racist letters. Like, that's some racist shit. Like, you really racist that you're going to sit down and write a letter. Are you going to write it out and everything? That's just crazy to me. Like, you dedicated to your racist.
Yeah, bro. It should be funny, but, like, it's fucking... Also, the fact that you made that house nigger fucking... Oh. That you made that, like, a video meme, I can't stand you, bro.
I'm sorry. That shit was funny to me, bro. Like, I wasn't outraged at all. I was like, I was sitting on the toilet at like 7:30 laughing my ass off when you see that shit. Is there a house nigga in here? And of course it's Alabama. I'm like, oh,
of course it is, bro. That's where my family's from. That's where I'm from. Like, that's where my people are from. Of course it's in Alabama, bro. Troy, Alabama. All right. We don't laugh enough. I feel like I needed this episode more than anything because I've been run to the ground this month, work-wise. So I can always depend on the Saints to make me laugh, bro. Like, every time. Never fails. But as training camp starts, pick it up. We'll have more content. Our goal is to also get Dr. Lindsay Mitchell on the podcast. She's a sports psychologist of the paid group. So I sent her an email. She responded this morning. So we're going to try to get her on here, talk about sports psychology and all that, which I think is going to be fascinating. Things to look out for. So Ryan and I did our 100th episode recently. And to give back to people who have supported us along the way, we're doing $100 giveaway to Fanatics to buy sports apparel. So we're going to do that giveaway next month. The way to enter, I know a lot of people already have. I posted it on our Instagram page at Saints Twitter Pod. Just take the posting about it, add it to your story, and you're entered into it. And then we're going to do a raffle, and a winner will be picked, and they're going to get a $100 gift card to Fanatics. And then fantasy football is coming up. I know a lot of fans are huge fans of fantasy football. So right now, the goal, we don't know what we're going to do for fantasy football. We know for sure we're going to do a dedicated league for our Patreon, you know, donators who are already Patreon donators. And then if there's enough of a want, we'll do a second league for any new Patreon subscribers, donators. So we'll do one league that's just for current people who've been supporting us since we've been started. And then we'll do another league if there's enough want for us to do another league. If not, we'll just keep it to one. But I mean, it's going to be football season soon, right? Which is wild. Like, that's wild. And we'll just go with it. So with that, we're gonna get out of here. Stay safe. This third, fourth wave, fifth, I don't know what wave we in anymore, bro. Like it's no joke, bro. But
Delta wave,
man. Just I read something today. That said, unvaccinated people in California have a 600% chance of catching COVID.
It's crazy.
600% chance of catching COVID, bro.
The scary part is, like, I know, you know, a lot of young people under 40 was like feeling invincible, but you know, that age bracket is starting to get a little lower now when you look at the hospitalization and demographics. You know, it's starting to hit younger people in their 40s, people in their 30s, people in their 20s. So it's serious, man. Like, it's no joke. This thing, I've already ascertained that this thing is going to be around for a long time.
Yes.
In different factions and different effects. So, you know, you got to stay vigilant. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit ain't no joke. It ain't nothing to play with, man.
It's not. At all. So, everyone who listens, please stay safe, be safe, take care of yourself, take care of your loved ones, family, friends, all that. We'll be back soon. Like it's go time now. Like, we'll be back soon.
Camp tomorrow.
Is there a practice tomorrow?
Yeah. I don't know if it's open. I think it's an open practice, if I'm not mistaken.
Might have to drop a little mini one tomorrow, bro. Like,
maybe so. I might wait till Friday. I don't know. But we're going to be here.
But But we'll drop the knowledge. So with that, we will get out of here. We're out.
Peace.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.